This episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you something really intense that I'm going through. This feels a little vulnerable to share, but I think it's going to be really helpful, especially in hindsight. Let's cue that intro and get this episode rolling. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, this is Rachel Peterson, your host. I'm excited to talk about this muscle. No, I'm not nervous, but definitely like, wow, I can't believe I'm going to talk a little bit about this. You know, I don't talk a ton about like my childhood and my upbringing. And truth be told, you guys, I don't know if and or when the right time to talk about any of that is going to be. I don't even know if it's ever going to happen. I will say that I have talked to one of my parents and I shared, you know, there's a part of our story that I need to share at some point because it's going to serve a lot of people, especially seeing how far we've come and how much healing we've gone through. There's one of my parents that I've never talked to about how my upbringing really affected me. But I will say that I've definitely left little hints here and there about it. However, one thing that was crazy for me was starting to work deeper than even therapy. Now, real fast, in case you're listening to this to saying, hold on, is Rachel going to talk about therapy? Well, yes and no. I'm first and foremost going to say, can we make therapy cool? I think that there is nothing cooler than a person willing to face like mess and past mess and coming to a place of healing and wholeness. Like, I think there is nothing cooler than watching someone on a healing journey. I also think there's something very cool about accepting that none of us are almost ever completely whole in a good way, if that makes sense, unless we are truly in a place of prayer and meditation. We're human. We're messy. Like, guys, life is a little bit messy sometimes, and so are people, and so are relationships. But can we please make therapy cool? Well, even if people don't agree with that, you know what? I'm going to stand for it. I want a t-shirt that says therapy's cool. Actually, if you're listening to this and you do like print on demand, can you send me a t-shirt that says therapy's cool? Because I kind of want that. I don't know if that's like a thing. But anyways, there's one step that goes even like further than therapy. I've done counseling and therapy since I was like 11 years old with very few breaks. I've done lots of relationship work. I've done lots of healing work in religious aspects, in non-religious aspects, in crazy woo-woo aspects. I've tried a lot of different things. And there's something I've been working on lately that has been very impactful. Now, this is called NLP rewiring, neuro-linguistic programming and rewiring. Basically what happens, I don't want to explain it too much because I'll probably need to bring this person on a podcast at some point or even a YouTube episode. Basically what happens is a lot of our programming and wiring is created while we're pretty young. And because of that, it creates a chain reaction through the rest of our life. So when we're reacting to an incident that triggers us, usually it's not actually about that incident. It's about all of the incidents that are similar throughout all of the years. It's this compilation, this snowball or compound effect that gets stronger and stronger and stronger, all stemming from like several core memories. And guys, this may sound super weird, but I'm going to say that I'm always open to trying things. I will try anything. I'm up for learning things. I'll see if it works. I even go into things with like an optimistic and believing attitude. And I have to say, I went into my very first session to do NLP rewiring. By the way, I am working with Tiffany Toombs. I adore her so much. One of like just the kindest, realest people I've met. So we did our first session and we actually did this session based on body dysmorphia. Now I don't normally like to share that that's something that I had for so many years of my life. Body dysmorphia is very serious. If you don't know what it is, it basically means like every time you look in the mirror, your brain and your eyes lie to you. So you see something completely different from what's actually in the mirror. And so it didn't matter for most of my life how little I weighed, how strong I was, how fit I was. It didn't matter what I was doing. There were two main lies that were stuck in my head. And one was that I was never thin enough. Never, never, never. So all I saw was cellulite. All I saw was jiggly fat. All I saw was, and this didn't matter if I was like in tip top shape. But that was all I ever saw was you're never going to be fit enough. That was the one lie that I always thought every time I looked into the mirror. And the second big lie, and this one I actually still don't to this day know exactly where it came from, but it was this belief that like my face looked like a man. And those two lies were always there. And I really wanted to address the first one because the second one was just kind of weird and I didn't really understand it. So I went into my session with Tiffany. And by the way, guys, like I said, this is a little weird to talk about because people could totally judge me for saying these things, but this is my real life. This is a real story. This may serve one person or maybe even two people. So it's important to share this, but you can tell I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're talking about this. So I went into the session with Tiffany and this was just an introductory session. And by the way, I was like, I'm so nervous. I'm excited. We'll see what happens. And I go into the session and I leave. I think it was like, oh my gosh, I want to say an hour later, sobbing, absolutely sobbing, can barely remember what was talked about. She sent me a recording and I was like, okay, so we really tackled my body dysmorphia. And at first I was like, okay, and I'd look in the mirror and I'd be like, okay, nothing's really changed that much, but we'll just see what happens. And then as the months went on, I started to realize that it was gone. I looked in the mirror and for the first time since I was like 7 years old, I saw me. I just saw me, whether it was fit me or just regular me or just a little fluffier me because of quarantine, like I saw me. And that was one of the weirdest feelings. And I was like, I don't think I've ever truly seen myself before when I looked in the mirror. I don't think I've ever seen what everyone else sees. And that was such a crazy and profound moment. So the second that that realization kicked in, I was like, oh, I got to do more of these NLP rewiring sessions. Like, this is amazing. And so I went in and started to deal with basically the biggest core wounds and the most traumatic / toxic relationships of my life. Now, like I said, I don't know if and when or how, if ever, I will talk about my childhood publicly. There's some things I have to figure out with relationships with family. How much of it is my story to tell? How much of it is their story? How do I tell the story without dishonoring who they are and respecting their journeys? And I know a lot of people have strong opinions. Some people are like, you tell your story, girl. And I'm like, I get that. But I also recognize that I can be a responsible human and share a story without causing more damage to people who have already been damaged in their lives. So I'm learning, and I don't know, and I will not share it until I figure out kind of where that line stands. But beyond that, so I've been doing these sessions, and one of the things that has been so crazy is I look at these little relationships in my life. For example, when I hired that business mentor / coach who we actually hired him for two of our businesses, and he went on to essentially call it what you will, but straight up poached my business partner from under me while I was paying him $5,000 a month. That one has sat with me. It sat uncomfortable. It sat just not right. And I realized that part of the reason that that has sat funny with me it's not because I'm just crazy holding on to something. It's because it's actually mirroring one of those relationships from those core memories. It's not about that relationship. It's not about that betrayal. Truth be told, you guys, like, okay, business happens. And in fact, in his own words, that's just business, Rachel. You know what? You're right. That is just business. I do think that you can behave differently in business. However, if it was just business, I think I could have handled it. But for me, it wasn't just business. For me, it was reflecting all of the different incidents across my entire life when that same core wound of betrayal has happened. And so it's so interesting because as I went into one of these NLP sessions with Tiffany, it was fascinating because there have been little relationships across my life that have mirrored this relationship with one of my prominent family members. And I'm always like, how come it seems like I keep attracting people like that in my life? And, I'm so mad at this person. I'm so mad at this person. And suddenly when I went to go heal from that prominent relationship in my life, all of the rest of the little relationships didn't seem to matter. They felt insignificant. They didn't feel like big traumas. They just felt like take them at face value. Okay, so that person wasn't exactly the greatest person in the world. That's totally fine. We don't agree. We don't see eye to eye. We have different values. It's okay. It really pulled away a lot of the pain of the compound effect of trauma. And it's fascinating. And I know that some of this is kind of vague, and it will be until I get through a lot more healing and, like I said, figure out kind of where I stand on a lot of these things. But I'm excited to keep sharing this progress because even if just me sharing about body dysmorphia and how it is possible to heal from it, even if that helps one person or you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, my wife has that, or oh my gosh, my sister totally deals with that, and you're able to even just remotely understand what that person's going through and how it's a complete disconnect from your mirror to your eyes to your brain, then that's totally worth it. I hope this episode has served you guys well. I will catch you in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.